From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Here is the news first, the headlines. Government ensures Indonesians in Hubei are healthy before evacuated. The next is first death from coronavirus outside China confirmed. And the last is Iraq named Mohammad Alawi Prime Minister. Now the news in detail. Forest Law Enforcement, Governance and Trade or FLEGT agreed by Indonesia and the United Kingdom in 2019 will not change after the UK officially renounced EU membership. The British ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Owen Jenkins, at a press conference on Friday, January 31, 2020, at the British Embassy, Jakarta, stated,
Indonesia has made amazing progress in becoming the only country in the world which can export its timber to the EU without due diligence. That will continue to be the case for the UK, after Brexit, so FLEGT will be rolled over during the implementation period and afterwards into a bilateral agreement. So the terms of trade for Indonesian timber exporters and the importers who use their timber in the UK won't change.
The signing of the FLEGT agreement between Indonesia and the United Kingdom is a tangible manifestation of the anticipation and concern of the Indonesian government to ensure that the business sector in the timber sector in Indonesia will not experience trade barriers as a result of the enactment of Brexit. Britain, on Friday, 31st January 2020, fulfilled its promise to its people who had voted 3 years ago to leave the European Union, but that did not break Britain's commitment to continue implementing the Green Deal. This was revealed by the British ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Owen Jenkins, at a press conference Friday, 31st January 2020, at the British Embassy in Jakarta.
On the Green Deal, the United Kingdom has always been a leader on climate action within the European Union, and that won't change after we leave. We've committed on a national basis to reach net zero emissions by 2050. We've made more progress on cutting our own emissions than almost any other developed nation in the world, and we'll continue to do that. In doing so, we will continue to use the elements from the Green Deal, so we'll continue to take advantage of our world-beating research and development, the innovation and tech progress that's going on in the UK, and of the wonderful education establishments that we've got. So I don't want to leave any doubt that the UK will remain fully committed in that area.
Climate change-based policies have grown the UK economy by more than 70% and reduced carbon emissions by more than 40% since 1990. A man has died of the coronavirus in the Philippines in the virus's first confirmed fatality outside China. The patient was a 44-year-old Chinese man from Wuhan in Hubei province where the virus was first detected. He appeared to have been infected before arriving in the Philippines, the World Health Organization said. The man developed severe pneumonia after being admitted to a hospital in the capital Manila, the Philippines Department of Health said. According to local news outlet Rappler, Health Secretary Francisco Duque III said the patient was stable and showed signs of improvement, but his condition deteriorated over the last 24 hours. The man's death was confirmed shortly after the Philippines announced it would also immediately halt the arrivals of any foreign travelers from China. Iraq has named a new prime minister after 4 months of protests. Mohammed Taufik Alawi, a former communications minister, was appointed by President Barham Saleh. His predecessor, Adel Abdul Mahdi, resigned in November amid mass anti-government demonstrations. Hundreds of protesters have been killed. Alawi now has a month to form a new government, which he will lead until early elections. He immediately expressed support for the protests. Earlier this week, local media reported that President Saleh had given parliament an ultimatum to decide on a new prime minister before he took the decision himself after previous candidates were rejected by protesters. Editor was Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Nigeria will work to fix security lapses that led to a U.S. curb on immigration from the country. President Muhammadu Buhari said he wants Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation, to have productive relations with the U.S. He has appointed a minister to lead a committee to study and address the new visa requirements. Citizens from Eritrea, Sudan, Tanzania, Kyrgyzstan, and Myanmar are also barred from certain types of U.S. visas. People from these countries will, however, still be able to visit the U.S. as tourists. The new U.S. rules will come into effect on February 21st, but will not apply to official, business, and tourism visas. American Airlines and Delta Airlines announced more flight cancellations to China on Saturday as coronavirus cases rise rapidly. Delta said it will suspend flights between the United States and China starting on Sunday until at least April 30th, according to a press release. Delta moved the date up after the U.S. State Department warned this week that people should not travel to China due to concerns about the spread of coronavirus, which was first discovered in Wuhan, China in December. Fears over the pandemic have rattled global stock markets and forced both U.S. and global carriers to amend their flight schedules as demand for China travel declines. The last item. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi stated the government has taken all requisite measures to ensure that all doubts lingering over Indonesians in China's Hubei province having contracted the coronavirus infection are laid to rest before being evacuated and returned back home. Prior to their evacuation, the 245 Indonesians located in several areas in Hubei, as well as 5 advanced team members, had to undergo a series of health examinations to ensure they are healthy and did not contract the coronavirus. Health Minister Terawan Agus Putranto pointed to the application of a transit observation procedure in line with the protocol of the World Health Organization or WHO. Indonesian citizens will be evacuated aboard on Airbus A330 charter aircraft with a passenger capacity of up to 392 owned by Batik Air Airline. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This week's spotlight is on President inaugurates Nanjing Tunnel in South Bandung. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Nanjing Tunnel in the upstream area of Citarum in Curug Jompong, Bandung Regency, West Java on Wednesday, January the 29th. The tunnel is part of the flood control instrument around the Citarum River region, the construction of which is one of the many major works of the government in flood control efforts that commonly occur in the Bandung Basin. A number of other instruments, such as the Cisangkui Floodway Project in Sukamukti Village, the Gede Bage Embung to the Cienteng Retention Pool continue to be worked on and soon completed. The president, when giving a speech, said the flood control system in the Bandung Basin consisted of a lot of big work, namely normalization in the headwaters of the river, construction of the Gede Bage Dam, construction of the Cienteng Retention Pond, to the construction of a floodway in Cisangkui. The Nanjung Tunnel was built as a solution to overcome the narrowing of the Citarum River Channel at that point due to the rocky contour of the Curug Jompong Canal. As a result, water flow from upstream to downstream to Saguling Reservoir in West Bandung Regency is often hampered. The construction of two tunnels with a length of 230 meters each and 8 meters in diameter is expected to be able to cope with flooding in a number of areas, mainly around the Dayeuhkolot, Blale Indah, and Bojong Soang area. Prior to the tunnel, the area of inundation due to the floods that normally occur around the area could reach 490 hectares as in 2016. Now, after the tunnel has been put into operation, the area of flooding can be reduced to 80 hectares. However, the president stated the construction of a comprehensive flood control system in the region will continue. He would first give full attention to the restructuring of the Citarum upstream area before moving towards its downstream. On the same occasion, West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil revealed the success of the Nanjung Tunnel in overcoming floods in the Bandung area, and according to him, in the past, the number of residents affected or displaced by the floods that hit Bandung was around 159,000 residents, and now it has dropped to around 70,000. According to the governor of West Java, the public appreciated the success of the Nanjung Tunnel in handling floods in Bandung Regency. Well, that was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with February the 2nd, 1914. Charlie Chaplin's first film begins airing in theaters. Sir Charles Spencer Charlie Chaplin was a famous British composer, filmmaker, and comedy actor in the silent film era. The first film starring Charlie Chaplin, Making a Living, was first shown in U.S. theaters. The film was later said to be able to catapult the name Chaplin on the silent film scene. Turning to February the 2nd, 2020, the signing of Tartu Agreement. The Tartu Peace Treaty is a peace agreement between Estonia and Russia signed on February the 2nd, 1920, which ended the Estonian War of Independence. Estonia has been a province of the Russian Empire since 1710. In the agreement, there was a point stating that Russia unconditionally recognizes the independence of the Republic of Estonia de jure and forsake all rights to Estonia. Ratification of the agreement was exchanged in Moscow on March 30, 1920. I'll conclude with February the 2nd, 1950, the University of Indonesia officially begins its activities. The University of Indonesia, or in Indonesian, Universitas Indonesia, and often abbreviated as UI or UI, is a high education institution in Indonesia which has produced more than 400,000 alumni. Generally regarded as one of the top three universities in Indonesia, along with Gajah Mada and Bandung Institute of Technology, the embryo of the formation of the University of Indonesia was then the Dutch colonial government, which established a school that aimed to produce additional physician assistants who held certificates to carry out basic care and obtain the title of Javanese doctor. The University of Indonesia officially began its activities on February 2, 1950 with its first rector, Panji Surahman Cokro Adisuryo. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, whatever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Aitor Alonso. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish. We received his email on January 28, 2020. In his email, Mr. Aitor Alonso praises our new segment which informs about the environment, climate change, and others. Hello, Mr. Aitor Alonso. Thank you for your compliment. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Ku ingin cinta hadir untuk selamanya, bukan hanyalah untuk sementara, menyapa dan hilang, terbit tenggelam bagai pelangi.
Listen to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today, Sunday, February the 2nd, is on anticipating coronavirus. The Indonesian Olympic Committee as Ministry of Health recommendations. Chairman of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, Raja Sabta Oktohari, said on Tuesday in Jakarta that the committee would ask for recommendation from the Ministry of Health for athletes who have to qualify for the 2020 Olympics abroad in anticipation of contracting the coronavirus outbreak that has begun to spread to almost all countries in Asia. The recommendation would be a reference for every organization of the sport before sending athletes to the 2020 Olympic Qualification Championships or conducting training camps abroad. According to Raja Sabta Oktohari, if there is a sport that still departs without the approval and recommendation of the Ministry of Health, it will be the responsibility of its brands. Until now, the Indonesian government has still not issued a ban on its citizens who want to fly to China. But the committee ensures that athletes will get recommendations before going abroad. Previously, the coronavirus outbreak that had begun to spread to almost all parts of Asia had made several Olympic qualification championships cancelled. Earlier, the Asian Athletic Association announced on Sunday that the 2020 Asian Indoor Athletics Championship, which is scheduled to take place on February the 12th and 13th in Hangzhou, China, was cancelled following anticipation of the spread of the coronavirus outbreak to athletes and officials. The Indonesian athletes impacted were Lalu Muhammad Zohri 100-meter sprint, Emilia Nova 100-meter women's hurdles, and Sapwatu Rahman long jump who planned to participate in the championship and they were forced to cancel their departure. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on anticipating coronavirus. The Indonesian Olympic Committee asked Ministry of Health recommendation. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener, Zach Alvarez in Philippines. He was monitoring our broadcast in English through 4750 kHz at 1100 hours UTC. He said that the signal was fair but moderate interference by jammed by CNR or China National Radio, slightly noise and moderate fade. Hello Mr. Zach Alvarez, thank you for listening to our radio. Your report will be forwarded to our technical division. We suggest you to monitor our radio through 3325 kHz or website www.vinews.id. Please keep listening to our podcast and don't forget to send in your reception report. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya ini asmaraku, ini asmaramu tumbuh makin sempurna.
Is like a miracle and it is more than just a physical attraction. Even though we're individuals, but we have this spiritual connection. A passion that is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you. And I know you too, and I love you. So the world is falling apart.
for me, girl.
Do you love me like I love you?
Of course I do.
Do you love me like I love you? Oh, I don't lie.
Yeah.
Turning down.
Yeah.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder featuring Indonesian Tourism. Today, I will take you on a tour to the slopes of Mount Anjasmoro Wonosalam Village in Jombang, East Java, known as the Durian Village. Because every durian season arrives, Wonosalam gets very busy every day by domestic and foreign tourists coming to enjoy durian, which is abundant in the village. Durian is known as the king of fruit in Southeast Asia, including in Indonesia. In addition to be eaten correctly, the fresh of the fruit can also be turned into delicious culinary preparation, one of which is roasted durian. Durian fruit that have been removed from their shells are roasted in a furnace with charcoal fire. As a variation of taste, the surface of durian meat is smeared with dragon fruit juice sauce. This typical roasted durian is favored by adults and children. The way of serving it looks is also unique because it uses durian shell that is cut like a bowl. After baking for 3 to 5 minutes until the color is brown, durian fruit is then arranged on the skin's hollow. The roasted durian is enclosed in steamed black sticky rice and white sticky rice as complement. While for the topping, there are slices of young coconut, sweet orange, dragon fruit, mint leaves, and milk. By paying 18,000 rupiah, or just little bit more than $1 for medium portion and 25,000 rupiah for large portion, depending on the size of the durian, you can already taste the delicious roasted durian typical of Wonosalam Village, Jombang, East Java. Indeed, it feels incomplete if you go to Jombang without eating the typical roasted durian of the Anjasmoro Mountain. The fresh mountain slope air, the effect of charcoal heat makes this durian more melted in the mouth, make you not easily forget its sensation. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow with the same program and more interesting topics. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
No. Now we continue to reply an email sent by Tim Braille in Malaysia. He was listening to our broadcast in Mandarin through 4750 kHz on January 38, 2020. Hello, Mr. Tim Braille. Your email has been forwarded to Mandarin section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. Well, listener, wherever you are, we will play another beautiful song for our regular listeners around the world. Here is the song, and happy listening.
Kala kita lihat sepasang merpati terbang lepas bebas tepat di hadapan, lalu kau bertanya, kapan kita bagai mereka?
Terbang lepas bebas,
lepas bebas ke ujung dunia.
Dan ku bertanya, maukah kau terima pinangan tanpa sisa cinta yang lain? Rona bahagia terpancar dari anggukan.
Saat ku pasangkan
pasang cincin di jemari,
terima kasih kau terima pertunangan indah ini. Bahagia meski mungkin tak sebebas merpati.
Dan ku bertanya, maukah kau terima pinangan tanpa sisa cinta yang lain? Rona bahagia terpancar dari anggukan.
Saat ku pasangkan
pasang cincin di jemari,
terima kasih kau terima pertunangan indah ini. Bahagia meski mungkin tak sebebas merpati.
Saat ku pasangkan pasang cincin di jemari,
terima kasih kau terima pertunangan indah ini. Bahagia meski mungkin tak sebebas merpati.
Bahagia meski mungkin tak sebebas merpati.
Well, listener, here is Miss Alani that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners. Today, Miss Alani is about Pacu Itiak West Sumatran Tourism Agenda 2020. Pacu Itiak or Flying Duck Race is a unique tradition of Anak Nagari in Payakumbu City, West Sumatra. To preserve it, Payakumbu City Tourism Youth and Sports Agency included Pacu Itiak in 35 tourism events of West Sumatra in 2020. Acting head of Payakumbu City Tourism Youth and Sports Agency, Andiko Jumarel, sometimes ago said, "This moment will be optimized to introduce the tradition in both national and international level." The race is not available in other places because they usually use cow or buffalo for the race. Instead of them, Payakumbu people use ducks for race. The racing course for Pacu Itiak or Flying Duck Race is paddy field. However, some people created special courses for this race. Anyway, there are rules. One of them is duck that can join race must be 4 to 6 months old. Those ducks are trained and able to fly high. Fun fact, due to people's enthusiasm for this race, Pacu Itiak is managed professionally and Pacu Itiak Sports Association or PORTI is even established. Andiko Jumarel explained Pacu Itiak was first done by farmers and youngsters for entertainment after going to the field or farm. Pacu Itiak tradition is predicted to be done in Anak Nagari since hundreds of years ago. Until now, Payakumbu City Tourism Youth and Sports Agency keep making Pacu Itiak as tourist attraction by holding the race during national or international events in Payakumbu, such as the Tour de Singkarak. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today.
Kau biarkan cinta kita hanya jadi. Jaga
terlena,
ku sadari terjadi.
Kau
biarkan cinta kita yang terlanjur terjadi.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today we'll present you a song by Petra Sihombing. Indonesian solo singer Petra Sihombing released his latest single titled Canggih on January 23, 2020. He got the inspiration for the song from the rapid development of technology, so humans are trying to pursue it. Through this song, he tries to invite the listener to stop for a moment from the pursuit, so as an individual can have time to evaluate and appreciate the surroundings. This song is one of many songs that will be present in Petra's upcoming album. Well, listener, here is Petra with the song Canggih, or in English means sophisticated.
Baju lari mesin-mesin ini begitu tangguh, mustahil terkejar. Meski sudah maksimal 1000 langkah kakiku, berhenti sejenak, beri-beri tubuhmu pesona. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona. Di layar para sibuk berselancar, jeda dulu reda, boleh juga lama tak apa, antik tak harus robotik, kau sudah cantik ya. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali.
perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona sebagaimana yang semestinya.
Wajahmu, hatimu telah lama ku dambakan. Kamu yang sejak dulu aku nantikan. Ketika kau di sampingku, berdebar rasa di hatiku. Diriku tersipu malu karena dirimu. Ku ingin kau milikku. Oh baby, I'll take it to the sky. Forever you and I.
You and I.
You and I. Dan kita kan selalu bersama. Cintaku selamanya jika kamu milikku. Milikku. Oh. Dapat ku bayangkan kamu yang sejak dulu aku nantikan. Ku ingin kau milikku. Oh baby, I'll take it to the sky. Forever you and I.
You and I.
Takkan selalu bersama. Cintaku selamanya jika kamu milikku. Milikku. And I want you to be mine. And I want forever you and I. You and I. Dan kita kan selalu bersama. Cintaku selamanya jika kamu milikku. Kau milikku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasih tak.
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.